And we're back. I'm Michael Cohen. You're listening to 1320 WILS. Well, a new MSU study now featured in the Accounting Review, finding that while some researchers have indicated that the threat of penalty is an effective motivator, many times a reward incentive can be even more effective. To talk about her findings, I'm joined by Karen Sedetall, Associate Professor of Accounting at the Broad College of Business. Karen, thank you very much for joining us on WILS this evening.
Thanks for having me, Michael.
Now, prior to your study, what kind of research and results have been done and what kind of results have been found on the ability to increase worker output and performance through the threat of penalties?
Well, it's sort of interesting. There's some older research that from which we know that if employees are given the choice, which is this is probably not very surprising to you, if employees are given the choice, they would much prefer to have a bonus contract as compared to a penalty contract. And so in this research, it comes to light that people really want to avoid losses. They want to avoid the feeling that they've lost something much more than they're interested in earning any type of a bonus.
Obviously, then there is an effect of having a potential penalty out there. Now, your research, did you look at the impact of both penalties and rewards, and did you find that each had some kind of an impact, one more than the other?
Yeah, Michael, what we did was, you know, we recognized the fact that most of these settings in prior research have looked at what we call complete contracts, and that is to say that for every outcome that could occur, there was an explicit payment or an explicit penalty that would then, you know, give the employee a bonus award or invoke a penalty. And in the real world, it turns out there are a lot of settings where there is actually some discretion in the payments that employees get. So anytime you have a setting where the supervisor has a bit of a discretion over the rewards or penalties that are going to go to the employee, it's a different situation. And in the real world, we tend to see some discretion in those payouts. And so what occurred to us, or what we were interested in, is in that type of a setting, what role would the contract frame, that is the bonus or the penalty, play? And the reason we thought it mattered is that when there's discretion, then suddenly trust becomes important.
I think it's quite complex. Then you're saying that the actual reward versus penalty may not be as big of a factor as simply the relationship a worker has with his superior.
Well, the question is, though, does the relationship that the worker has with his superior depend on the type of contract that superior has chosen? And so that's you know, what the research is about. You know, when the supervisor chooses a contract, they can choose either a bonus contract to subject the employee to, or they can choose a penalty contract. And that our theory was that this would have differential effect on the extent to which the employee feels trusted. So we tested this. We set up a laboratory experiment, and in a laboratory experiment, we took a number of participants and we paired them up. One of them played the role of a supervisor, and one of them played the role of the employee. The supervisor then had the choice of the type of contract they would subject the employee to, and then the employee, of course, knew the type of the contract that was chosen. And then we, you know, examined the effort that the employees exerted under the different contracts. And the idea was that when a supervisor chose a bonus contract, the employees, it turns out, felt trusted by the supervisor, and in turn felt that the supervisor was trustworthy.
In those cases, then, if there was a bonus contract set up, are you saying then there was evidence that workers were, their output and the quality of their work was increased?
That's right. In our setting, because we allowed for the discretionary part of the payout, the employees actually exerted greater effort under the bonus contract than they did under the penalty contract.
I'm talking to Karen Sedetall, Associate Professor of Accounting at Michigan State University. Now, you're saying, though, on the penalty contract, obviously there's a motivation there also. How much of a variance in the quality of work was there under a penalty structure?
Well, going back to that earlier research, remember the earlier research had shown that employees work harder under the penalty in order to avoid that loss that I talked about. And so in our setting, the trust became important, and it had an overall effect of leading to greater effort on the employee's part than did the loss aversion. So the overall effect in our setting was that the bonus contract had led to greater effort on the part of the employee.
I see. That can be kind of subtle. Can you give me any sense of how you determined that a bonus structure causes a worker to work harder, perhaps, and be more productive, and the quality of work is better versus the penalty structure?
Well, we set up, like I said, a laboratory experiment. And in a laboratory experiment, the employees had to engage in certain tasks that we used as our measure of effort. And so some of the employees in our laboratory experiment were subjected to a bonus contract that was chosen by the supervisor, and other employees in our experiment were subjected to a penalty contract. And part of the contract, though, was discretionary. So we actually had two different tasks. And on the second task, the payouts to the employee were completely discretionary on the part of the supervisor. And we showed in our laboratory setting that those employees working under a bonus contract actually exhibited greater effort than those working under the penalty contract.
They were doing some kind of data entry or doing some kind of paperwork to indicate the work?
Yeah, well, we actually had a task that was choosing different types of investments. So the employee had to choose investments that then would have some sort of a return to the supervisor. So that was the task that we used. You know, but the task is not the important part. I mean, the important part is the experimental conditions that allowed us to isolate the effects of the bonus contract versus the penalty contract.
It seems in corporate America, both exist, obviously, but it's split where, you know, if you're at the top of the corporate structure, you have a bonus contract. And obviously, if you're just coming into a company or you're at the bottom of the company, you're likely to have more of a penalty punishment situation. Is that not how typically how we see these kinds of methods being used in the real world?
Yeah, I think we do see, or it does seem, at least at first glance, that bonus contracts are much more prevalent, and really throughout the organization, but as you said, especially at the higher levels of the organization. However, we have been seeing in more recent times increased interest in penalty-type contracts. There have been legislators talking about having more penalty-type contracts in the form of, maybe you've been reading about the clawback provisions for top executives. So these are contracts that look very similar to what we're calling our penalty contracts. And that is where if the executives don't perform well, we actually take back some of the bonuses they had previously received. Those are called clawback provisions. And in fact, there's some evidence of companies increasingly starting to use these types of contracts. In fact, I think the most recent one was UBSAG, which is a financial services firm based out of Switzerland. They actually changed their executive compensation plan a couple years ago and instituted these clawback provisions. So we're starting to see more interest in the penalty type of contracts, even at the higher levels of corporations, the higher levels of executives.
You're saying the bonus structure, where there's a trust environment, it kind of works with the intrinsic motivation an employee may have.
Right, exactly. So you can think about formal control systems, which are the contracts themselves, the bonus contracts. But then we often also think about informal controls, and that's the intrinsic motivation and then the trust environment. And those can have a huge impact on employee effort and employee motivation. And, you know, our research is one in a series of research studies showing that this informal control of trust can play an important role. And there's a, you know, there's an interaction. There's the formal control that you put in place, whether you choose to put a bonus contract or a penalty contract in place, can have unintended negative effects on the trust environment, which is also an important informal control.
One last thing. Do you see, or is there any sense of how this kind of understanding could be used in many jobs now in America, which are minimum wage, sometimes low-skilled jobs that are in many ways thankless? Do you think that in those structures you can use this kind of a bonus or a reward structure versus the, you know, the penalty structure, which is very common?
Yeah, so I guess one takeaway would be, you know, maybe you should be making greater use of bonus contracts. On the other hand, you know, there are oftentimes a place for penalty contracts. And I guess one of the takeaways and one of the ways our studies can inform practice is that in suggesting that other things might need to be done in order to bolster the trusting environment in those settings where you've chosen for whatever reasons to use more penalty type of incentive structure. So anything you can do to try to improve the trusting environment, I think, would help support that penalty contract and get, you know, the positive effects on effort that you're looking for.
Karen Sedetall, Associate Professor of Accounting at the Broad College of Business at Michigan State University. Karen, thank you very much for joining us on WILS this evening.
My pleasure. Thank you, Michael.
We will be right back with more. I'm Michael Cohen. You're listening to 1320 WILS.